Let's begin 331 in your hymnals, 331, Blessed Redeemer. Let's all stand, shall we? Page 331.
Up Calvary's mountain, one dreadful morn, walk Christ my Savior, weary and worn, facing for sinners, death on the cross, that he might save them from endless loss. Blessed Redeemer, precious Redeemer, seems now I see on Calvary's tree, wounded and bleeding, for sinners pleading, blind and unheeding, dying for me.
On the second of 331, Father, forgive them, thus did he pray.
Welcome to Wednesday. You need it. How many of you need it? How many of you don't know if you need it? How many of you don't need it? How many of you don't know where you are? Do you ever feel like that? What's that verse about you don't know whether you're coming or going? You ever been there? Some of you live there, don't you? You just stay there. It's comfortable. It's your comfort place. Visitors up in the front row. They're all pinked out.
Are they expecting?
What? Are we? No. As long as it isn't cats. Where's Era? Oh. See her? She is the biggest cat defender in the world. Hey? You are too? Let's pray. I like Kit Kats.
I like them cold. They're good cold.
Kit Kats?
Yes. But they're simple. I don't eat them.
They're poison. You'll die. Poison. They have seed oils in them. Or something, right? Something poisonous. Ready to pray? Let's pray. Father, we've come tonight because we want our cup to run over. And we realize this is the best way to do that. So my prayer is that we will be stirred up as we sing, stirred up as we hear your word. Thank you for this night. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. You can be seated.
Page 336, Near the Cross. Amen. Page 336.
Have a prayer list, so we want you to get that ready. We want you to realize what's happening. Saturday, there is a special reception for Nathan and Kate Ruley. That's in the fellowship hall. We want to celebrate their marriage. And if you are able to attend, I know they'd appreciate it just to celebrate with them and encourage them. The 19th of June, there is a jail service. Pendles are out of town, but you could see him or call him, or I would call him while he's out of town and just call him as much as you can and keep texting him and just call in the middle of the night and say, I've been praying for you. Just wanted you to know him. Praying you'll have a great time. And then text him and tell him that you called him and that you want to make sure that. On the 27th, there is at Napanee Missionary Church, their youth, kind of their youth house, there is a graduation open house for Gavin Ruley, so be aware of those things. And there's a couple of things before we get to the prayer list. Brian and Tanya Lemler have a nephew that passed away. He was 35. He had cancer. His funeral was today. And his name is Caleb Overmeyer. If you would pray for that family. That's 35, I think, is young. And if you lose a child, that's kind of rough. And have you got your prayer list? It's green. It's usually blue if you're keeping score. It's green today as opposed to blue. I don't want to tell you how to pray. But maybe if I can help you, I'll help you a little bit. All the way down on the bottom, Pastor of the Week, Denver DeKaiser. You say, I don't know him. How do I pray for him? He's a pastor. Ask the Lord to give you wisdom and how you pray for him, that God would encourage him. There are a lot of discouragements. encouraged pastors. Whether it be the times, whatever it is, I don't know what it is. We don't always get up here and go, hey, how you doing? Man, am I discouraged. Because then you become discouraged. So we just need God to do in us what he can do so that we don't get. I get discouraged, but it lasts 2 or 3 seconds, and then God smacks me out of it. So you pray for him that God will use him. He's over there in Angola. That is Gerald Fair's church. Just pray for him that God would use him, continue to use him, encourage him, keep him pure, however you want to pray, but ask God for wisdom. Missionary of the Week, of course, is Indiana Baptist College. Wayne Denton just took over. They've made him the president. He was interim. He's been there. He teaches. Just pray that God will keep him healthy. His wife still battling cancer. I mean, they're at the end of the battle. She's winning. But just things like that, we want to just keep you up on that. Under cancer, Andy Stilson, that is Kate. Our new granddaughter-in-law, her dad, battling cancer. Pastor Dan Kemp, who is a teacher at Indiana Baptist. He pastors in Linton, Indiana, battling cancer. You might pray for them. And then go over to health needs. Pray hard for Margaret because she lives with Elizabeth. Oh, whoops, I didn't know Elizabeth. Pray hard for Cheryl Oakwood because she lives with... No! Oh, who else do we need to pray for? Crystal, how is Demiso doing? Slow? Is it slow? You're his wife and you know all things. How do you think he's doing? How's it affecting him emotionally? Is he like frustrated? He's a guy. Yeah. Okay. Maybe just make a special note of that. Pray that he gets. You know the thing, once you get over, I got to be careful how I say this. 40 is the number. Once you hit 40, wherever he's at, doesn't matter. But once you hit 40, everything like shuts down. Your body quits healing. Every food you smell, if you look at food at the grocery store, you'll gain a pound. When you're 40. I can't tell you that story. I'm sorry. It came to my mind. It's probably the devil. Ken Johnson quit praying for his knee. Do you see him strut down the aisle? He has some other issues. That fair? Other issues going on. Some concerns. And they're not surely. They're concerns. In partly. His. What?
Partly.
More than likely. But no, he has some physical concerns. So will you just make note of that and pray accordingly? Connie, how you doing? Are you coming out of your gemstones? Okay. How's Ken Kiefer doing? Is he still in the hospital?
I haven't heard. I don't know.
Okay. Continue to pray for him. And look at Ray Cunningham. Now that, I'm told, Matt, help me, if that surgery is scheduled for the 19th, he will have 5 surgeons working on him. How'd you like to pay that bill? So he is going blind. He's a pastor. And are they going to try to save his eyesight? Man, we need to pray that way, right? Any of you know him except Matt? I don't know him, but man, that would be terrible, wouldn't it? You pray real hard. That is Tina's brother-in-law. So you pray for him. That surgery is on the 19th. And y'all know this, right? You have these physical battles. A lot of times they can fix it, but it becomes a mental battle. Right? I'm going to do this. Is this all? Can I go pray up here at the pew? I'm going to pray up here. I don't like leaning over here because I get emotional when I pray. I'm going to roll right off. So I'm going to. You, if you want to come up here, that'd be great. Pray for Lisa Westfall. She smacked Johnny and broke her hand. Car ride on the way home. No, she had a
attendance surgery.
Okay. It's good. Are they happy?
Yep.
You're right-handed, right?
I'm left-handed.
Okay. Pray that she heals and recovers, and Johnny too. Pray for their ride home. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we're so glad that you love us. In fact, you told us that if you sent your son, how can you not freely give us all things? That is just a wonderful thought. Thank you, Lord. May we believe you like we should. May we believe you like you want us to believe you. That you're honored. You said without faith, it is impossible to please him. So obviously we're here tonight praying, and whenever we pray, we want you to be pleased. We are believing you tonight. For salvation, we have family, we have friends. Lord, I people just need to hear what God did to us and that they can do it for them. And whoever it is, they have to choose Christ like we did. So I pray for these people on the prayer list, friends and family members that need salvation. There are shut-ins on there. There are people in, it's a battle, Lord, they're battling cancer. So we pray for them. We pray for preachers. Thank you for Brother DeKaiser over in Angola. May you encourage him and keep him faithful and true, sincere. Light a fire under him spiritually. May you increase his zeal. May you use him in that area. And Lord, may you bless his heart. May he just feel blessed and encouraged even now. Lord, thank you for missions. Thank you that we can support training institutions. Thank you for Indiana Baptist College. And Lord, I think of Sam. I pray that you will use him this summer as he interns again at Crossroads. May you watch over him, keep him safe, keep him pure, excite him, and use him in any way and help him to just look to you and humbly serve you, at realizing that's what counts. And then, God, just help that college to do all they can, help them to be true to the Word of God. Help Brother Denton to lead with passion, and that you would help his wife to just get all the way well. Please do that. Lord, we pray for Ray Cunningham. We pray for that surgery soon to come, that those doctors out of five, if not all of them, they will get to the issue and help him and fix him and do whatever they can so that he will have his sight restored. Lord, may you encourage his heart and bless his church as he's away from it and healing. Thank you, Lord, for Ken Johnson. Thank you for the knee and the healing And we ask you in those areas of his body that you would just give him restored, complete, good health. If you've got to heal something, heal it. Lord, whatever it is, just work there and thank you for him, Lord. Just bless he and Shirley. Father, we pray that you would work in Ken Kiefer's life, big surgery, lots of healing, slow healing. We heard tonight about Demiso. May you continue, God, and use this time. There's a reason he's going through this time. So, Father, I pray that he'll listen to you, that he'll see you, that he'll follow you, that he'll even say, God, bump me, nudge me into the path you want me to be on. Help him through this time, Lord. Thank you that we can gather. Thank you, Lord. We mentioned tonight the Lemler's nephew, the Overmeyers, and I pray that they will see you in all of this and that they'll bless you and that they'll trust you. And we don't always know, we don't like what happens, but we do like that you're there. God, you're there. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He'll take care of all those things I don't get, I don't like. As long as I have him, I'm not going to have a want. So help them. Help us to see that also. Lord Jesus, use us. Use us this week. Use us to witness to the lost. Boy, they need it. Bless our country. It's just so fractured and divided and just nutty. Help our president to do exactly as he should. And Lord, may you just shake up those who are opposed to right. There's so many that are in opposition to the truth. I pray that you just rattle their cage, God. Thank you for this night. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Hard to pray over that green list, wasn't it? I'm used to blue. I'm kidding. You got some whiskers missing, so is that where... She badmouthed you. Yeah, I know. And on the way home, yeah, I would just tell her, hey, no talking, listen.
Let me see. Oh, yeah. Ow.
No, she's so glad she couldn't have done it without you.
I got a video of her waking up
from the first. You can feel free to post that on our website, yeah. Once again, aren't you glad most of us grew up without phones? Particularly the camera and video part of the phone. If we had phones when I was growing up, you would have a different pastor. I would be in the pokey. Aren't you glad? Hey, but then you had them neighbors. I saw your son. My mom would go, hey, Mrs. So-and-so said she saw you running through the yard doing it. So my mom would believe the neighbor over me. You imagine that? Now they just video you, right? Here, look what I got. And 40 pictures. So you can't get away with much. Okay? Worse than radar when the cop pulls you over. Says, you know how fast you were going? No, but I'm sure you do. And then he does. And so you say, yeah, I couldn't have been going more than 40. And he goes, huh? I just clocked at 72. Really? That could be off. And they always get, I'm sorry, I know so much about this, but they always go, no, I just fine-tuned it, or whatever. They do this something to it. So he goes, no, it's pretty close. Might be a mile off. Not that I speed. Ready to pray? Lord, we come tonight, and we're glad that we can rejoice, but God, help us rejoice in you. Help us to see that you are the reason, you're the source. Your life. Paul said, for me to live. Life, he said, life, living is Christ. I pray it will be that for us. And I pray this in Christ's name. Amen.
Calvary covers it all. Let's all stand, shall we? 333.
That's why we're here. That you weren't singing. I was enjoying it. I was listening. I was trying to prepare a message. Exodus, the book of Exodus. Matthew, Mark, and then Exodus. Exodus chapter 8. Some of you just, I'll tell you what. Someday we're just going to find you in a puddle. You gotta just enjoy. Yeah, I tell you what, I want to preach on this. We're so afraid to be what we are. So we end up trying to be somebody else. Because we figure if that's successful and we're like them or that way, then we're better off. You just, God made you the way you are. Just be who you are. Just be in Him. I'm a Christian. I met a guy yesterday. He goes, you're the first Baptist I like. I said, they're all supposed to be this way. He goes, they're not. I go, oh, I know. But I'm not switching. just because you don't like them and people don't. I have to be what I'm supposed to be. See, isn't that terrible? Isn't that terrible? I said, what do you find wrong with most Baptists? He said, they're also proper and snooty. I said, I'm snooty. You just can't see it. Exodus chapter 8. Children of Israel are crying. They want out of Egypt. It's gotten hard. Pharaoh doesn't care about them. He just cares about their labor. God decides that he'll get them out. He uses Moses, of course. He tells Moses, tell Pharaoh. Knock on his door, walk in, and tell him, let my people go. And Moses said, yeah, no. Remember all that God went through to assure him. In fact, God went as far as to say, Pharaoh will not hearken unto you. God puts us through things because he's trying to do something in us. He's not just trying to get a response. He's trying to make us. Remember the Jesus told the parable about the two boys? The dad said to one, go, and he didn't go. And to the other one, go, and he went. And remember the whole point was that one didn't go, but he ended up going. The other one, you know, you can go through the motions. I mean, you're here tonight. We're not handing out extra points because you're here. Because you can be here and miss it all. So the children of Israel, God was doing something in them. I mean, think about it. God could have caused Pharaoh and every Egyptian to drop dead with a heart attack. Am I right? I mean, he could have done that. When he said, you walk into Pharaoh, when you say, let my people go, if he says, no, I'll kill him, I'll kill every soldier, I'll kill everyone in Egypt, and then you guys walk away. He could have done that. He chose not to. In fact, he chose to use 10 plagues. He could have done it in one plague. See, why did God use 10 plagues? Ask him when you get there. I don't always like what God... I certainly don't like God's timing. But God isn't going, oh, I'm sorry to inconvenience you, Vito. I'll change my whole program for you. God has a plan that you and I will never understand until we get to heaven. Exodus chapter 8, interesting story. God is trying to persuade Pharaoh to let the Israelites go. And then, of course, Moses will lead them into the promised land. Verse 1, Exodus 8. And the Lord spake unto Moses. Don't you wish the Lord would talk to you? Look up here. He has. In fact, he wrote it down so you wouldn't forget it. Anybody ever told you something and you said, oops, I forgot? God's pretty smart, isn't he? He said, I'll just write it down. And he wrote it down. Hello. Oh, I wish God would write something on the wall. You'd wash it off. Oh, I wish God would speak to me. You'd be, have you seen these people on their phones that run into you when they're walking? I just want to stop them, shake them, throw their phone down and say, you need to pay attention. A lot of times God is speaking to us, but we're not paying attention. You can read this book that's in print and not pay attention. How many of you got saved the very first time you heard or read the gospel? How many of you it took you more than twice you heard it or read it? Go like this. More than twice. Verse 1, Exodus 8. The Lord spake unto Moses, go unto Pharaoh and say unto him, thus saith the Lord, let my people go that they may serve me. You and I would expect Pharaoh to go, okay. And, verse 2, and if thou refuse to let them go, behold, I will smite all thy borders with frogs. You think Moses said, what? Did you say frogs? I don't know. I mean, I know there's a poisonous frog, and I don't want to touch him because you'll get warts. I mean, I've eaten their legs before in Florida. Up here, they taste like rubber bands. Down there, they taste like chicken. Everything tastes like chicken. And I remember we were on our honeymoon, and Amy's cousin said, oh, you need to try the frog legs. I said, yeah, no way. I'm going to eat no frog. He said, no, they're meaty. We were on the Gulf. He said, today, they came out of the Gulf. They breaded them, fried them. She's going to be coming around with a great big tray. You just tell her you want frog legs. I go, his name is Russell. I said, Russell, no. He said, try them. I tried them. They were delicious. We came home, went out to eat. I said, hey, it says, I forget where. Hey, you have frog legs? Yeah. I go, yeah, they're good. Not up here. You think Moses said, I mean, frogs are dangerous to flies. There has to be some humor in this. I mean, God makes it sound like he's going to rain down bowling balls. He said, look at verse 2, and if thou refuse to let them go, hear God thundering, behold, I will smite all thy borders with frogs. Wouldn't you say, frogs? Don't you love God? Wasn't one frog. Wasn't a bucket of frogs. Verse 3, the river shall bring forth frogs abundantly. You know what that's called? You say, well, that's their natural habitat. That's called a miracle. And the river shall bring forth frogs abundantly, which shall go up and come into thine house and into thy bed chamber and upon thy bed and into the house of thy servants and upon thy people and into thine ovens and into thy... I'm not sure. I always mispronounce this word. I think it's netting. But English is such of a wacky language. It's kneading trough where they make bread. Man, I love bread. I miss bread. Nothing like hot bread. Buttered, baptized in butter. Huh? Not some of you spread it thin. I mean baptized. God says there are going to be so many frogs, they're going to be everywhere. You will eat with them. You will sleep with them. You will go, can you say potty in church? You will go, when you go to the bathroom, they'll be there. Everywhere you go, there will be, verse 3, there will be frogs, verse 4, and the frogs shall come up both on thee, and upon thy people, and upon all thy servants. Hey, frogs are fine in the pond. They're unique to listen to. You have them ones that stick on your glass. You know, you open the front door and they're just stuck on there. Like, wow. They're fine on the other side of the glass. You imagine if they're all over your house. You tell your wife, whip me up a bowl of Frosted Flakes. She whips you up a bowl and sets it down, and the milk is just splashing. And you go, excuse me? She goes, honey, there are frogs everywhere. Don't tell me God doesn't have a sense of humor. You imagine biting into your bread? Frog legs. Frog leg bread. And he's saying there that they would not just be everywhere, they will be on you. They're harmless, but they're gross. Hey? Yeah, little kids grab them. Yeah, look, you know, ribbit. Yeah, tongue. Yeah, they're gross. They're gross. Verse 5. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying to Aaron, stretch forth thine hand with thy rod over the streams, over the rivers, over the ponds, cause frogs to come up upon the land of Egypt. And Aaron stretched out his hand over the waters of Egypt. The frogs came up and covered the land of Egypt. Now, this is really wacky. You already read, didn't you? I mean, I'm not there yet, but you cheated. Verse 7, the magicians did so with their enchantments and brought up frogs upon the land of Egypt. You say, why'd they do that? Let me tell you someone who knew they would do that. You know what? Not a lot of people know how dumb we are, but God does. Say, Pastor, why on earth, what's the theological ramification of them? I don't know. Because they're dumb. I mean, they see frogs and they go, hey, we can do that. I mean, you got all these frogs, you're stepping on frogs. You're putting your socks on. There's frogs in your socks. So they didn't wear socks then. We just stay with me. Hey, put your pants on. Can't get your leg in. Something jumps up at you. Remember, they're on them. The magicians say, we're going to add to this mess. The world doesn't know the mess they're in. They don't know. Verse 8, then Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron and said, entreat the Lord that he may take away the frogs from me and from my people. Hey, 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 Pharaoh knew where they came from. Pharaoh should have said, man, what a dumbbell I am.
I need to let these people go. Entreat the Lord. Verse 8, entreat the Lord for me, that he take away the frogs from me and my people, and I will let the people go, that they may do sacrifice unto the Lord. And Moses, verse 9, Moses said unto Pharaoh, glory over me. In other words, you're asking me to go to God. You just go ahead and ask what you want. Be the bigger guy. When shall I entreat for thee? Now, personally, I think God put that in Moses. I think that's a trick question. Did you ever get drilled on your tooth? And it hit a spot where you weren't numb? Remember that sharp pain? Sounded like someone rammed a railroad spike through your head. And you go, no, that's okay. I don't mind. If Pharaoh wants all the frogs gone, obviously it's a disaster. Moses says, glory, see it, verse 9, glory over me. You're bigger, you're in charge, you want me to go to God, he's ultimately in charge, but we're going to give you the option. See verse 9, when shall I entreat for thee and for thy servants and for thy people to destroy the frogs from thee and thy houses, that they may remain in the river only. Verse 10, and he said, tomorrow. I wonder if his mother had any kids that lived. Man, we can't take these frogs, Moses. They're everywhere. Some are dying and they're smelling. They're slippery. They're driving. Can you imagine the noise? They didn't have any flies, but can you imagine the sound? There, you can't eat. You get out a cereal bowl from the cupboard. I know. You get a cereal bowl out, there's a frog. You get a glass out, there's a frog. Everywhere you reach, silverware. Go in the bathtub, the shower. I know they didn't have that then. I know. Their life was so inconvenient. And it wasn't just that they were everywhere. They were on them. Remember that he made it a point? Verse 4, the frogs should come up both on thee and upon thy people, and upon thy servants. Moses said, God could do this, but the when is up to you. When he said in verse 10, tomorrow, Moses had to be thinking, boy, are you a dumb nut. People have dealt with this since it's been written. We have opinions. We have theological opinions. When Moses said, glory over me, he knew that Pharaoh had a problem. Pharaoh couldn't get over himself. Pharaoh said, I'll tell you what. God's going to kill him? Fine. Do it tomorrow. If you read your Bible, Romans chapter 3, in fact, may I show you? When the Bible talks about you and I prior to salvation, it says this. There is none. This is Romans 3:11. There is none
that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. When Moses said, glory over me, he was allowing Pharaoh to be his own God. Romans 3 and verse 12 says, they are all gone out of the way. They are together. You listening? They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. Verse 13, Romans 3. Their throat is an open grave, open sepulcher. With their tongues they've used deceit. The poison of asp is under their lips, whose mouth, verse 14, Romans 3, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet, verse 15, are swift to shed blood. Verse 16, destruction and misery are in their ways. That's what you are when you're lost. He goes on to say, and the way of peace have they not known. You see, if you have no peace, you don't know where peace is. Peace then becomes in you, in your control. He says, verse 18, Romans 3, there is no fear of God before their eyes. Moses said, Pharaoh, the time of the departure of the frogs is entirely up to you. Would not a normal person? I still can't understand this. If you can help me with this, help me with this. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's what the Bible says. It doesn't matter what anybody else says. Doesn't matter what any other church says. Doesn't matter what any other group says. Matters what God said, what the Bible says. If you don't do what the Bible says, you're not going to heaven. Why would you not turn to God? How many of you didn't get saved the first time you heard it? That's dumb, isn't it? So what about you? We are dumb. Because what took me 6 months, I could have accomplished the first time I heard it. But I'm in control. I'll do it when I wanna. So Moses says, how about it? Give me a date. Pharaoh says, verse 10, go back there. Exodus chapter 8. Tomorrow, and he said, be it according to thy word, that thou mayest know that there is none like unto the Lord our God. Verse 11, the frogs shall depart from thee, from thy house, from thy servants, from thy people. They shall remain in the river only. And Moses, verse 12, Moses and Aaron went out from Pharaoh. And Moses cried unto the Lord because of the frogs which he had brought against Pharaoh. You know what? We don't pray hard enough. It says he cried unto the Lord. Could God take care of the frogs? Excuse me. Did God need Moses to ask him to take care of this? No, but he realized God wanted him to cry. He wanted him to pray like he meant it. May I say, I know when you pray for your food, it's not a big deal, but you're still talking to God. You want me to help you? I'm right. The same God that you pray to when your daughter's been in a bad accident or your wife has been in a bad accident, same God that you cry out to, it's the same God that supplies your food. You ought to treat him like that. See, that's what's happened in Christianity. just food. We don't pray with passion unless we really need to. Want help with this? We need to. Our country's a mess. Say, what do you think they should do about the riots in L.A.? Shoot people? Start shooting people? If you saw somebody next to you go down, wouldn't you go, I'm okay, I repent? We've allowed this foolishness to go on. So Trump says, you're getting a spanking. And all the Democrats say, you can't do that. You need to pray for your country. I mean, Trump got in. They're still trying to take him out. And we're not crying. Moses says, God, you told me to ask him when he wanted the frog, and he said tomorrow. And so it says, verse 12, Moses cried unto the Lord because of the frog. Verse 13, and the Lord did according to the word of Moses. Look, I don't care about my preaching. That's the kind of reputation I want when it comes to prayer. He prayed and God answered him. Hey, he prayed and God answered him. He asked God for this and God did it. Say, well, that makes you look good, the one that prayed. No, it doesn't. The Lord did, verse 13. According to the word of Moses, and the frogs died out of the houses, out of the villages, out of the fields, and they gathered them together upon heaps in the land. Stinketh. You'd never forget that smell, would you? You know that it was God and what God did. But, verse 15, but. Frogs are dead, hey? Tomorrow's come, frogs are dead. But when Pharaoh saw that there was a respite, hey, frogs are gone. Can I just say it again? Remember how you prayed when you were in deep trouble? And then when the trouble left, you went into respite. Yeah, I'm good. Everything's good. Everything. I'm cruising along. Remember how you prayed when the doctor gave you a bad report? Remember how you prayed when someone that you love was going through a hard time? And you stayed up and you fasted and you begged God to do something. And then after God answered, you quit crying. We don't pray like we should. But when Pharaoh saw, verse 15, that there was respite, he hardened his heart and hearkened not unto them as the Lord had said. We got to go quickly. Would you stay with me? We'll get out of here as quick as we can. In you, I know in me, but in you more than likely, but I know in me, but more than likely in you, you're a procrastinator. Say, you cussing at us? No. You just delay, put off. You want God's blessing now, but you don't want to do what God wants you to do now to get that blessing. Blessed is the man that walketh not. There are things in your life you know you shouldn't do. You say, you know this is Wednesday, right? You're all worked up on a Wednesday. It's still church, right? Help me. Still God's word, right? Day of the week, I figure God doesn't go, hey, Vito, calm it down. It's Wednesday.
The fact of the matter, the truth of the matter is, there are things that we put off till tomorrow and we can get away with it, but there are some things that we should not put off. James said, chapter 4 and verse 17, therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Pharaoh tells us in verse 15, the Bible does, but Pharaoh is making this decision to be in charge. His heart is hard. He wants to live without God. Boy, that's easy. Did you read your Bible today? I didn't ask you if you opened it and read some words. Did it do something to you? You know, there's a lot of people that don't like it here, and I don't blame them. Because every time you leave here, you feel like you're not living up to what God wants. And we're not. We read, we pray. When's the last time you had an answer to prayer? That God answered your prayer. Moses cried to God, and the Lord did according to the word of Moses. He left it up to Moses. He didn't leave it up to Pharaoh. God decides to use frogs to persuade Pharaoh to let the children of Israel out of Egypt. God can use anything to get our attention. He used COVID, didn't he? Remember when Congress were Democrats and Republicans? Remember when they're on the steps singing hymns after 9/11? Now they don't even look at each other. See, that's the problem. We have this explosion, and then we go into respite. Don't let it happen to you. The Bible tells us there are so many frogs from this plague that they couldn't cook, they couldn't bathe, they walked on frogs, they sat on frogs, and they couldn't get rid of them. I mean, it's one thing if you got a frog running in the house and you catch them. Throw them out or throw them in the pond. Verse 7 says that there were so many frogs that they've got a huge problem. Finally, Pharaoh says, I'm done. He says, Moses, let's get rid of them. Moses says, when? He says, would you not say immediately? Moses, would God do this immediately? Not Pharaoh. He didn't have a clue, man. He's as lost as a frog. And he says, tomorrow would be nice. Do you ever ask someone? You know, the Bible says that if you call on Jesus Christ to be your Savior, he'll say, would you love to ask him right now to do that? And yeah, I think I'll wait. Why would you wait? I'll tell you why, because they can't. He said tomorrow because he could. I don't understand that answer. It didn't bother Pharaoh to let the people of Egypt suffer for one more day. You know what your Bible says? Boast not thyself of tomorrow. For thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. We don't have tomorrow, we only have today. It may never come. And I tell you what, when you make a bad choice, you say, wouldn't the land have stank anyways? You don't know that. God could have raptured every frog into heaven. Because frogs and cats, that's for you, Era, frogs and cats are going to heaven. Say, you got a Bible verse for that? No. But I'm sure if they have frog legs in heaven, they're good. They're not rubber bands. If you believe, if I believe that I can get away with what I can get away with, I'll sin against God. Frogs can teach you something. Pay attention. When God speaks to you, here's what frogs teach us. When God speaks to you, don't delay. Moses said, glory over me. When we like him, going, well, how about tomorrow? When God speaks to you, don't delay obedience at all. Pharaoh did not want to hear from God any sooner than tomorrow. Man, we need God to speak to us. Sometimes we wait until tomorrow to listen to God because we want to see if we can do without him today. You can't. Don't try. Maybe Pharaoh wanted to see what he could do. Hey, maybe Pharaoh went to the Egyptian and said, look, that Moses dude came to me and said, when do I want the frogs gone? And I said, tomorrow. Did the Egyptians make more frogs? It's in there, right? Did they make more frogs? Maybe Pharaoh went to them and said, you know, if you get rid of these frogs, we don't have to let them go. That will make us look superior. I don't know. You can assume a lot of things. He thought maybe the frogs would just die. We're like that. We try to live without God as long as we can. What did David say? Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. You can't do without him. You try, but you can't do without him. He's there when you really need him, and when you don't really need him, he's still there. Remember when Lot left Sodom? Remember when the angel said, get out, Genesis 19, and don't look back. Remember what Mrs. Lot did? Poof. Can you see Lot holding her hand? Running away, she turns around. The next thing he does, he looks. It's like, that's salt. I mean, he didn't even know what happened to her. Listen to me. Her choice to look back as she flees Sodom was a result of her poor choices for years. She didn't all of a sudden say, I'm going to look back. She got used to Sodom. She didn't think it hurt. Even though God said, don't, she didn't think it hurt to look back. She looked back. Remember what Jesus said? Three words. Remember Lot's wife. Remember Lot's wife. What's wrong with you and I doing what God wants us to do today? What's wrong with now? Nothing. Why do you think things will be different tomorrow? I mean, if you're gonna get saved and you're not saved today, you're not going to get any closer tomorrow. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him. That justifieth the ungodly, his faith is kind of, you don't get closer to God on your own. You are
You are, for all have sinned and come short, you are short of the glory of God. If you're not saved, it doesn't help to put it off. It only helps to take care of it as soon as you can. And if you're not right with God, if there's something in your life that you're struggling with, if there's something in your life that you know is not right, the odds are against you if you put it off. Did you hear me? You'll turn back and look at Sodom just like Mrs. Lot did, because she was so used to making bad choices. Don't let tomorrow be an excuse to avoid the responsibilities of today. Tomorrow came for Pharaoh. Frogs died. What'd Pharaoh do? Verse 15. Hardened his heart. Would you pray this prayer tonight? God, if my heart is hard, would you soften it? God, make my heart soft to your word. Because I'm telling you to do something that your heart may be so hard you don't even see it. You know, I read a quote by Hitler. Do you know that Hitler said when he killed the Jews that he felt that's what Almighty God wanted him to do? Called a hard heart. Would you pray tonight, dear God, make my heart soft to your word. Your head bowed, your eyes closed. Dear Lord, do that for me. Make my heart soft to your word. When I hear it, when I read it, I want my heart to be immediately receptive. I don't want to get used to not needing it. I don't want to get used to not responding to it. I want to be soft. Your head bowed, your eyes closed. Can I ask, may I ask, your head bowed, your eyes closed? Preacher, that's me. I prayed that prayer. I'm going to pray that prayer. I want my heart soft to God's word. Here's my hand. Here's my hand. Here's my hand. I want my heart soft to God's word. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you that you can soften our heart. We need to cry out to you. We need you, Lord. Oh, we need you. Help us, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.